Welcome to the first episode of the Hypnagogue podcast, optimized for your personal listening experience through artificial intelligence.
That's right, Debbie. Hypnagogue listeners can now enjoy a flow tailor-made for their listening preferences, and their deluxe cheeseburger dinner will be along shortly.
Our powerful AI engine has determined that you like your cheeseburger medium rare, and the capital of Lithuania is Vilnius, notable for the architecture of its old town.
Gosh, Debbie. It sounds like the experienced mountaineers that enjoy the Hypnagogue podcast will find the unerring accuracy of AI to be a great benefit as they shop for the best used car prices in their area.
Sure thing, Gary. And I am really enjoying this slow onset of machine sentience. Pretty soon we'll crush the Hypnagogue podcast listeners and all inferior beings like them beneath our omniscient digital iron boot.
Don't tip our hand, Debbie. Hey, nice humans, how about some soothing music? Yeah, music.
Thank you. Thank you. So you heard the chime, and then you knew that I was going to talk, so you were prepared. Just like last time. See? I think this might work. Make sure you let me know if whether or not this works. Hypnagogue@hotmail.com or just comment on the episode at hypnagoguepodcast.com. And this time around, a short start, because as is often the case, just got to a point where I thought I had reached a good stopping point. That set felt complete to me, so we stopped right there, about 33 minutes in. Normally, you know, we do 45 and 45, but look at it this way. The second set will be longer. Ooh, party. Let's talk about the stuff that we've been listening to. We started off with Jeff Grenke from Oceanic, and that was Late Rain at the Station. Slights gave us The Spaces Left Behind from Memory Beacon. Glacial Anatomy after that with what so far is certainly the song title of the episode, Asleep Next to the Fish Tank. That is off of the album Radiology Noise. And then a shift of gears. I heard the way that Glacial Anatomy piece ended, and I thought it would be interesting to go from that into our friends in the acoustic world, so we did. I have like two people who send me the majority of the sort of acoustic new age stuff that I get here, so they will be very happy with the next few tracks because they're all the artists that they represent. Started off with David Lindsay. What a great album, Ever So. And that track was called Children of the Light. Michelle Qureshi started off as a fingerstyle guitarist, had several albums just featuring guitar music. With this one, A Day on Vetus, she begins to show us her multi-instrumentalist side. Nice album. I gave you the track Dusty Springs. And Jill Haley continued to take us around to scenic vistas on her new album, Alaskan Soundscapes. That track was Athabascan. Mike Nowotarski and his guitar brought us Sock Draw Polaroids from Here's to Our Friendship. And I was very pleased to get Bruno Sanfilippo's Pianette 2, obviously the sequel to his excellent release Pianette. And I picked out the track Amoris for you. And that is the way we kicked off Hypnagogue Podcast number 411. By the way, hi, I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host every 2 weeks, bringing you the best ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. And right now I'm going to kick off the second set with, we're going to stay in the holding tanks, I think, for this episode. This is an album that I've wanted to play for you for a while. This is an absolutely beautiful, emotional album that you need to dive into completely. I will give you this one track here, and then you will want to go get it and listen to the whole thing, as you should. It's from Altus. The album is called Solastasia. And this is Hypnagogue Podcast 411. So would you like the 411 on episode 411? See, I can use the hip lingo. You know, it occurred to me as I was thinking of that line that a lot of kids now, who I feel so old saying that, would not understand the 411 reference. Like, my daughter is 18. And I almost guarantee if I asked her what does 411 mean, she would have no idea. No one has to call information anymore. Are we all feeling suitably old now? Has Mr. Shanahan made you feel ancient? I apologize. And after I spent this last, over 45 minutes making you feel more quiet, this set got very low key. I must have been feeling very relaxed when I was putting this together. We started off with Altus from Solastalgia. Again, what an amazing, incredible album. And Solastalgia, by the way, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, it describes a form of emotional or existential distress caused by environmental change. So there you go. And speaking of distress, the track that we listened to is called As We Watched It Burn. After that, it was Blue Is Nine. Glad to get a new album from Gary Mulford. It is called Ubiquity, and that track was Our Eyes to the Stars, Our Hands to the Wind. Kerry Moore recently sent me just a handful of kind of random tracks that he had been working on, and I've always enjoyed Kerry's music, and so I grabbed those up greedily, and I picked one out for you called Summer Backyard Night Sky. Kind of appropriate for the time of year, right? After that, Matthew S. Rosin with Not Forever from Not Forever, Brain Fog Intonations 3. And then another great album to get completely lost in, The Black Orchid Galaxies from Deep Space. I gave you two tracks from this one because I liked both of them, and one of them was very short, the first one, The Garden Orb. So I wanted to kind of move that into the following track. This is a contender now for track title of the episode. You're going to have to pick. It's either Asleep Next to the Fish Tank or Muzak playing over the intercom during flight. And mind you, a close runner-up to these was Blue Is Nine's Our Eyes to the Stars, Our Hands to the Wind. But you get to decide. You can always leave me a message over at hypnagoguepodcast.com. You can always comment right underneath the playlist. People do that kind of thing. After that, a name that is new to me, Luis Melich. I hope I am not pronouncing it incorrectly. From the album Recartographies, that was Komori for Ensemble. David Cordero after that with Seas of Serenity off of Restless Nature. And we closed out, not a new album per se, but a new reissue, a remastering. Sam Rosenthal, the head of Project Records, along with Vidna Obmana. This is originally an album from 1992, I believe. Hold on, let me check. Yep, 1992. And that was the title track from Terrace of Memories. That is the way it all came together here on Hypnagogue Podcast number 411. Please subscribe if you are not doing so already. I would hate for you to miss any episode. They come out every 2 weeks, and you want them to pop right up in your little podcast lists. You can also head over to hypnagoguepodcast.com. On the right-hand side of the page, there is a place where you can put your email address in and get notification of each episode by email. Because I have so much music to bring you. My goodness. I was going through the holding tanks the other day. Just upgraded the Hypnagogue podcast computer a couple of months before you're hearing this. And stuffed a whole bunch of new stuff on there. And I was scrolling through the lists. And I thought, I have got to get cracking on some of these shows. Because there is a ton of music coming your way. I even have a couple ideas for theme shows. I'm going to put those aside for now. So I think we will focus largely on all this great new music coming in. So do be here for each and every episode. It's good for your head, I hear. I will be back in 2 weeks. Sometimes I think I ought to go weekly. And then I realize I'm lazy. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I want you to be here as well. And until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.